Well, less than 2 weeks after it was declared dead, the American Health Care Act is being revived, maybe. Republicans are once again trying to come to a consensus on how to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the talks right now are in the conceptual stages. Let's bring in Sarah Cliff, who covers health policy for Vox.com. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And less than 2 weeks ago, we heard that the Republican health plan, the American Health Care Act, was dead, that there weren't the votes to pass it, that they were tabling any attempts at health care reform and moving on to other issues. What changed?
Yeah, so now this is often referred to as zombie healthcare, where it has kind of risen from the dead and is back in the discussion. I think what changed is Republicans, you know, remembered that this is something they campaigned on for 7 years, that their base really, really cares about. So I don't think there was any actual change in votes. It's not like someone decided, oh, I want to support a different thing. I've changed my views on healthcare. It's more of there's a number of people who are still really committed to trying to see this through and doing more than just the 3 weeks that the American Health Care Act got, that they want to keep working on Obamacare repeal and replace.
Well, who wants it more, the White House or House Republicans?
So I think the White House is definitely driving the train this time. Last time, the American Health Care Act was something that House Speaker Paul Ryan introduced. It was very much an effort led by House leadership. Right now, the two key parties seem to be the White House and the Freedom Caucus, which is the conservative wing of the Republican Party in the House. One thing that's pretty notable about these talks is they seem not to really include House Speaker Ryan in any significant way. It is basically the White House coming to Congress saying, we know you tried this. We know it didn't work. Let's see if we can do a better job of it.
But if they're talking with the Freedom Caucus, then presumably any deal that they come up with is going to be something that the Freedom Caucus is happy with, which would mean that it's probably further to the right than some of the moderates in Congress would be okay with.
Exactly. And this is where things get just as difficult as they did the last time. The White House has also been talking to the Tuesday group, which is a group of more moderate conservatives. And one of the things we've seen evolve just over the past 2 days, really, is that those two groups still want very different things. And even though the White House is talking to both of them, it does not at this point seem to be achieving any sort of consensus that would satisfy the moderate conservatives and the much more conservative House members, which makes me feel like we're really where we were when this whole debate started.
Well, one of the things that we're hearing in the reporting about the negotiations that have been going on Capitol Hill is that Republicans may decide to do something different with the requirement in Obamacare to cover essential health benefits. Do you know more about what they're talking about specifically?
Yeah, so what they've been talking about is Obamacare requires all health insurance companies to cover 10 types of medical care. This includes things like hospital trips and doctor visits and maternity care. One of the things that is really important to the Freedom Caucus is they do not like that requirement. They say, and it is accurate, that it drives up premiums when you require insurance companies to cover more medical care. I think Democrats would say that's okay. We want people to have comprehensive coverage. But the Freedom Caucus says, no, it's making coverage too unaffordable. And they've really said again and again, this is kind of one of our non-negotiables. We need to get rid of this package. One of the things it appears the White House is exploring is possibly giving states waivers out of the essential health benefits or giving them waivers with a little more flexibility. And the idea is that states that like the health benefits, they could keep them. States that don't could ditch them through a waiver process. So that's one idea that's been floating around, but it still doesn't seem to be quite enough to get all the House Republicans on the same page.
And even if you could get all the House Republicans on the same page, if you put that in the bill, what's going to happen in the Senate?
So that's another excellent question. I think two things will happen in the Senate. One is you'll have a lot of senators balking at that provision. The Senate Republicans tend to be a little more moderate than the House Republicans. The second is it's going to run into procedural issues in the Senate. The House Republicans, the entire Congressional Republican Caucus, want to use a process called reconciliation to move this bill, which means they only need 50 votes. But it also means that anything in the bill has to be directly related to the federal budget. It'll be very hard to make the case that re-regulating health insurance, that telling insurers they do or don't have to cover maternity care, is something directly related to the budget. So there are so many obstacles ahead. Right now, we're all focused on can the House come to an agreement? But even after that, there are some big obstacles out there in the Senate.
Sarah, I just want a one-word answer here. Do you think they're going to be able to vote on this by the end of this week?
No.
Okay.
That was easy.
That was easy. Sarah Cliff, who covers health policy for Vox.com. Thanks as always.
Thank you.